I'm glad that I found out he could bring me up, show me the way. Praise the Lord. Just meditate and praise God, haven't we? Give everyone a very warm welcome tonight in our service. And you know, I'd all prepared what I was going to preach for the night, and then I went back up the room this evening. I was home a bit earlier today. And I just couldn't help thinking about something Laurie said on Sunday, being mixed with faith. So that's what I'm going to preach about tonight. That we need to have it mixed with faith. Mixed with faith. Praise God. You know, I was telling my mum this evening, there's a wee fella that I know brave and well, and he's not saved yet. He's a good wee lad, but he got bad news the other day. He works for me, and he went on, he had to go home early, but you know, I don't know what happened to me, but I took this powerful feeling come over me in the work, and most everybody was away, and I started weeping and everything in the workplace. Like a spirit intercessory come on me really to pray urgently for this young man. And this went on for like an hour. And I said, if somebody sees me, they think I've lost the plot here. I was weeping and everything. The tears was rolling down my cheeks. And I started praying for him. I was praying in tongues. I was praying. And you know, everybody had went away. Everybody had went home early. There was only me and a wee cleaner woman. She was away somewhere cleaning away. And I don't know how long this went on for, but after this, just everything lifted. The atmosphere changed. And there's a real peace come over me. And then the news this young fella got, the fella rang him back and told him he might change his mind now over it. And I tell you, you know, we need to be able to intercede for people that's not even saved. Because God knows that maybe he could get saved. And you know what came to me strong when I thought about this young man? It came to me really strong. One day Rock was on a job and Stephen was with him. Now, most of you know young Stephen. He's in America now. He's an assistant minister in Ron Peterson's church. And he's doing meetings and all. He's full-time in the ministry. And the Lord's using him. But he was on a job somewhere with Rock, and the fella got Rock to the side and he says, you get rid of that useless so-and-so, for he's useless. And he told Rock to get rid of Stephen, and he was no good. He gave him his pedigree, said a few other things I can't say in a pulpit, even not in the pulpit. That's what he said. But this is true, what I'm telling you. Rock was coming up the man's garden, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him clear and said, you encourage that young man, for I have a work for him. And that's what the voice said to Rock, clear. And shortly after that, he got saved. Started coming to the meetings. And I tell you, God had to work from. And he went to America, and he's assistant minister now in a church with 400 or 500 people in it. That's the same young man. You see, people of the world look in the natural. But God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the many. Look at what we heard about William Tyndale. I tell you, that man, I saw the video. I even went to where there's a thing over in England. John Noble took me once. They've even got his Bible. Your King James, you know, came from the Tyndale Bible, they say. Originally, Tyndale was someone else. Brother Gary's so right what he said tonight. That man was something. Anybody else would have given up, but God chose him to persevere, so that we would have the word of God, and even the wee boy and girl today can have it, just like Tyndale prophesied. And woe unto the old Pope, and the Pope heads went. Thank God for the word of God that sets men, and thank God for Tyndale. There, you know, our children should know about these things, but William Tyndale, these great men of God. The Bible tells us, tell your children's children, remind them of the things God's done, of the old paths. The Bible says we are to return to the old paths and thank God for it. Also, I want you to pray tonight for Pastor Billy Patterson. They had a baptismal service recently and they baptized somebody. Then a couple of days later, Brother Billy slipped in his hall and he broke his leg. And I think it's the leg that he had the by polio on when he's younger. I might be saying that right, but you know what I mean. And he broke his leg. Pray for Brother Billy, the Lord will touch him. And they just baptized a new convert there. That's the devil, isn't it? He wants to discourage you. Well, all he can do it. But the way to work, when he gets at you, get back at him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. Amen. Your setback will be your comeback. Praise God. Isn't that right? That's the way we want it. Let's read this evening, and I'm not going to keep this too long. And my brother John's going to be preaching next week, next Sunday. And then this Sunday I'll do the morning. Brother Larry's going to be preaching again Sunday night. And I know everybody, Larry preached well on Sunday night past. I enjoyed it. And I know everybody enjoyed it. And I'm talking about this tonight because of something Larry said. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering in to his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not been mixed with faith and them that heard it. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the word of truth. We thank you for great men like William Tyndale. Lord, we bless you that we can have the word of God. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. We believe in the unadulterated word of God, the absolute authority is your word. Not the church, but the word of God is our authority and our typepost and our rock. Lord, we bless you tonight. Bless everyone in this house. Meet every need, I pray. Lord, divert. And Lord, come against every work of the devil, I pray, in every home and every life. I rebuke every work of the enemy over every life and every home in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. A claim pervasion, physical healing, mentally, financially, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask for every soul that's near and dear, every one of us, that you'll save every one of them and cover them with your blood. In Jesus' precious name. Father, bless, as our brother said, those that couldn't be here tonight. And bless all the children, Lord. Cover them with your blood. And we do lift Pastor Billy before you this evening. We pray you'll bless him, that you'll strengthen him and heal him in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for young Stephen as well over in America. Bless him. Lord, open his eyes to real truth and revelation, Lord. Give him backbone not to be worrying about denominationalism, but Lord, to stand and preach the real truth of God and spare him of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, if you've done the first part, you'll do the rest, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Now, Lord, bless your word to all of our hearts. Bless and undertake, and I take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me read you this statement as I start tonight. Remember this sin that rose, the sin that those people believed that we're all the same. We worship the same God. We should all belong to the same church. We should be the same people. That sin was never forgiven Israel. Jesus said himself, they're dead. They perished, all but three of them, that were the ones who held on and believed the promise. When the weakling said, we cannot take the land as too much for us and so forth, Caleb and Joshua stilled the people and said, we're more than able to take it because God promised us. I don't care what the opposition is, and we still can preach divine healing, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, still can have the power of God to separate us from the things of the world. God said so. The apostolic age has never ceased. It will not cease. It goes on. It's so easy tonight to say, well, there's a group over here and they don't preach and healing, they don't preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what do they preach? They preach very little. We could join with them because they're big in number. But I tell you, God's not worried about big in number. Joshua and Caleb, I tell you, them fellas believed. And a multitude never believed. And you think of when Noah preached the truth, Noah was a prophet. The Bible calls him a prophet of righteousness. And Noah preached the truth. And only 8 souls were saved. I was thinking of my brother Gary's dream, what he had some time back, and where the whole dream, he could explain it better than me, but God was showing them in it as well. The people were warned. They were warned, but they done nothing about it. And if Jesus comes tonight, the world's been warned, but they've done nothing about it. If it's not mixed with faith, it won't work, praise God. And it's the same as salvation. You can preach a good sermon. You can be moved with God. But if the person hearing it doesn't mix it with faith, and it's the same with healing, the person hearing it must mix it with faith and must believe it, must expect, I've heard from God, something's going to happen. Hallelujah. Not been mixed with faith. You could say because they were not united with faith to them that heard it. We know when we look back to the Israel, there was two men only, Joshua and Caleb, starting for God. They believed. Many others didn't believe. You know, they believed, they had faith in the word that was spoken to them. Praise God. Even the gospel itself, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Romans 1:16. So it's the power of God to them that believe. But to them that don't believe, it's not the power of God. It's only the power of God to them that believe. Somebody can hear the gospel and God can even move them. But if they don't believe, they're still lost. Even though the preacher's been inspired, even though he's had a word from the Lord, and they don't mix it with faith, it's no use. All together fruitless to them that believe not. There must be a putting together, a mixing of the preached and faith, like been tempered together. 1 Corinthians 12:24 says, as for our comely parts of no need, but God have tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. There must be tempering together. The word is very permanent to the point in hand. It is a metaphor taken for a potion, which is according to the ingredients put in it. It is medicine, health to the navel, strength to the bones. Yes. That's what God's word says. God's medicine bottle is God's word. The word preached is a potion, which if it be mixed with faith, is sweet, wholesome. But mixed with unbelief, it's bitter and it's deadly. And you could bring two people to a meeting and preach and healing. One of them will get healed. Another one will say, I'll never go back there. Our man doesn't preach that. We've been told for years it's not for the day, so I'll never go back there. That's unbelief. That person will never get nothing from God. Somebody could say, I don't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're not for the day. Well, they'll never have them then. But somebody else, the first time they hear it, they could say, that's for me. I believe it. There's something in that struck, and I believe it's from the Lord. And the mix of faith, and God can fill them and move them. The word must be mixed with faith. Thus we see the gospel heard, if not believed, remains fruitless. As the brazen serpent was no use to them that looked not upon it. The brazen serpent only worked when you looked on it. Hallelujah. It was there, but no use just been there until you looked at it. But if you looked steadfastly upon it, what happened? You were healed. You had the action of looking. And God's left us the part, what we've to do. He's made the provision. He's paid for it. But we have to look in faith and believe in faith that God can do it. Numbers 21, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Praise God. Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So those that believe are saved and get baptized as well. And those that don't bother, they're lost. They're lost because they've turned down the word of God. They've turned it down. Therefore, this act of believing is still applied to the word, where the power it's set forth is from the word of God. God's word's powerful when believed. But when unbelief, sir, you know Jesus himself in one place could do nothing because of their unbelief. It said he could do no many works, sir, because of their unbelief. Then you turn over to another chapter and it say, he healed the multitude. He healed the multitude. And then another place he couldn't do nothing. Not that he couldn't do it, but it never worked because of unbelief. And you can't preach to somebody Pentecostalism and apostolicism and they don't believe it and they don't want it. You're wasting your time. It's only for those that's going to believe it, that wants it. And God will do it for them that believe it and want it. Praise God. Acts 15:7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, You know how that a good while ago God made choice amongst us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the Lord, the gospel, and believe. And Peter was sent to preach the word of the gospel. God chooses men. God sends men. That's how it works. The Lord Jesus' way is to pick men and send men. And they're to go and preach the word of God. Then the people have something they have to do. They have to believe what that man of God preaches. You see, when William Branham had the visitation by the angel of the Lord, remember what the angel told him. He said, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayers, not even cancer. Now, we know cancer is deadly. And if God doesn't do something, that person will definitely die. It'll take a miracle from God. But the angel told him, not even cancer will stand before your prayers if the people believe you. They must believe you. But what's wrong with this country, especially Northern Ireland? It's full of religion. It's full of dead denominations. There might be a lot of people going, but there's a lot of people going to the chapel. And they're hearing a priest. And he's doing the act of transubstantiation, claiming he can turn a wafer into the literal physical body of Jesus Christ, which is a lie. And he's offering them no hope. And when they die and he gives them the last rites, he said, it's now between you and God. That's no message. We have hope right now. Not only have we hope, but Romans said, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5, which is given unto us. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die, and Christ died for all. Thank God Christ died for all men. I'm glad he died for the sinner. You know, it really struck me last week when I thought about it. I wasn't preparing for God to speak to me. I wasn't preparing for God to visit me. It was the opposite. But God done it. That's the sovereignty of God. That proves predestination right there, that you were chosen in him. And the very fact you're in this room tonight proves you're chosen. God ordained you and chose you before the foundation of the world. And it was God in his rich and mercy chose that one day spoke to your heart and he moved you. Now the devil will tell you different, but he's a liar. Don't believe him. Believe God. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. There has to be a mixing with faith. You have to believe. The old brethren man once said to me, he said, Tom, what's believing? I said, tell me. He said, it's just believe. That's simple, but that's the truth. Just believe. What is believing? He says you don't try to believe, you just believe. Amen. Amen. It's like if you had money in your, if you had £200 in your account and you go in to buy an item in a shop, you have absolute confidence. If the fella says 50 quid, you have confidence. Whether it's a card or whatever you're using to pay for it, you have confidence. You have money to pay for it. And Jesus Christ has put something in your account. And it's been paid for, he said, before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. It's been paid for. And it's in the account, and you have a right to use it by the name that he's given you. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. Ask what you will in my name and believe, and you can have it. That's the word of God. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. I love that verse, you know, the gospel of your salvation. Praise God for the gospel. In whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know, when you're sealed, you can't be lost. I'm going to say that again tonight. When you're sealed, you cannot be lost. You know what William Branham, when he explained about the boxcar and the seal, and he said there's a seal put on the packaging, and that seal cannot be tampered with till it reaches its destination. You know, when I raced the pigeons and we had the wee pigeon clocks, when they sealed them clocks, after the clocks were set, they were sealed so nobody could cheat the race. And the seal was a wee steel seal, and it was on there, and it was only one seal, and the number of the seal was written in the secretary's book. And you could not have a copy of that seal There's one seal to that one clock. So if that was number 15 clock, there's a seal to that clock. And that seal's a specific number and it's marked down. And then when the fella comes in with that clock, if he's tampered with the clock, the seal will be broke and he's disqualified. But while the seal's on the clock, he can win the race. And God has sealed you and me with a king's seal. That's, the Holy Spirit's the king's seal. And the Bible says you're sealed onto the day of redemption. There's no in between falling or missing or anything like that. You're sealed to your destiny. Amen. It's just like when me and Brother John go till Australia here. When we get the luggage off, I'm going through Dublin, Brother John from London. When we put the luggage through and the woman will put the labels on it and seal it and she'll say it'll go till its destination. You won't have to touch it again till it reaches its destination. And when we get out in Australia, we'll never touch it till we reach Australia. We'll stop at other places, but we won't touch that case till we reach Australia. And when we reach Australia, the package will be there with the same seal on it that was put on it at the airport. And it's reached its destination and we'll pick up the case with the seal still on it. And you're sealed. And you're sealed the whole way to heaven with the Holy Ghost. That's why it's so important that we preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I don't care what some other denomination says. No denomination bled and died for me on the cross. Jesus Christ did. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm believing his word. I'm standing it. And I'd rather have the truth, no matter who wants to hear it, for the truth will make you free. And I tell you, when it comes right down to it, if you really stand for the truth and someone comes up against you, God will stand for you. You believe that? I'm telling you, he'll stand for you when it comes to it. And you'll know the truth and you'll know that confidence and you'll know it, that God will do it for you. The word doth only offer grace. It is faith that receiveth it. Praise God. It's like the dinner set before the medicine. It will do no good until you partake of it. The dinner must be eaten, the medicine must be applied. So the word of God preached and heard doth no good except it be believed. I remember F.F. Bosworth, I think it was, and he told a story about Abdu. And Abdu was a little Indian boy, and he went out and preached in one of them countries many years ago. And he told a true story of this little boy, and he was very sick, and his parents took him to the doctor. And they got him down to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed his case, and he gave him a bottle of medicine. And so the wee fellow wasn't lost, and he put it in a rope, and he put it around his neck in a wee rope. And he wore it back home and come in the house to his parents, and several days passed, and the wee boy was no better. And he came back to the doctor again, and he said, "Doctor, he's been wearing that bottle around his neck, slept with it in bed and everything, but Abdul's no better." And the doctor looked at the bottle, and the same amount of potion medicine that was in the bottle was still in it. He said, "Did you read the label, the instructions?" And on the instructions it said, 2 spoonfuls. One in the morning, one in the evening. You have to take 2 spoonfuls. And Abdul didn't take the 2 spoonfuls, and he was still sick. And the Bible says, take the spoonful, Acts 2:38. "Repent ye therefore, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." What else does it say? "For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Are you called? If you're not called, you can't come. It is God that calls man. Man don't call God. God calls men and women. And the fact that God called you, the promise is yours to have. All you have to do is put faith in it. And I tell you, when Abdul's parents read the instructions and gave him the medicine for a week or so, Abdul recovered. Praise God. The medicine was in genuine. It was in that bottle. But around his neck was no use. He needed to take it. And God's got a book here full of medicine. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul doth prosper." Mark 16. "Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." James says, "Call the elders of church, anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and have committed sins, they shall be forgiven." This is God's medicine bottle. "He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace is upon him. And with his stripes wounds I am healed." God's medicine bottle. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them. He sent it. We heard about it on Sunday night, how He sent the word. Faith is the hand, the mouth, stomach of the soul, whereby we receive, eat, digest all manner of spiritual food. We must hear God's word and believe it with all our hearts, and then conceive and heal and bless us in every way, wonderful ways. The mixing of faith and the hearing of the word shows that there's a mutual relation betwixt the word and faith. The word is a mother breeds and brings forth faith. Faith is a loving daughter, nourisheth and cherisheth the word and makes it more fruitful. Without the word, there can be no benefits. But thank God we've got the word of God, and thank God He's given you faith. Now the devil whispering to you, and he's saying, "Oh, Brother Tom, I've no faith." Well, I'm going to give him Romans. And it says, "Till every single one of us, God has given a measure of faith." So you have faith. And the fact that you're saying you have no faith, the devil's a liar. You want to give him it back. Give him the word. You can't work with him any other road. You must give him the word. Romans 10, 14, 17. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God." God didn't tell us to do anything else but to hear the word of God. A lot of people say, "I don't agree with this preaching. We have newer modern ways to do it. I'm not interested. I'm only interested in the old-fashioned gospel. The old way is the best way. It's God's way." God never sent His disciples out to do sketchbooks and all these different things. He sent them out to demonstrate the gospel. And they went and demonstrated it, and God backed it up. Many believed and were healed under the power of God. Is that right? They preached Jesus, taught and preached. He done them both. He taught and He preached. So we're getting taught and we're getting preached. Praise God. Something has to happen. Where the word will land in good ground, something will come forth. Something good. Praise God. If we desire faith, we must diligently in hearing the word. If we would have the word profitable, we must believe it. So believing separates the unright from the hypocrites. The upright, sorry, from the hypocrites. Boy, there's a lot of hypocrites, but there's also upright. Hebrews 4:2, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not been mixed with faith in them that believed." Now listen to this. My brethren, let me stop here for a minute. No matter how much the word is preached, how well, like the way it's preached, unless you yourself are a partaker of that, it won't do you one bit of good. Not being mixed with faith by them that heard it. They've seen the miracles of Moses. They said, "That's pretty good." And they walked over. They've seen him perform miracles. And they've seen the pillar of fire, maybe, and heard him talk about it. But it wasn't mixed with personal faith. And there's a lot of people today, and I'm going to say it, it's on tape, and I don't care one bit about it. There's a lot of people talk about William Branham, they talk about the pillar of fire, but they themselves have never had the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it's just talk. But we need to have the same God He had. And we need to believe the God of Elijah is still alive today. We can't call on William Branham to do it. He's going to be with the Lord. But we're forbidden to do it anyhow. That would be wrong to do that. If you pray to anyone that's dead, the Bible calls it spirit of necromancy. You can't do it. It's foreign to the real believer. You're not to do it. But there is one name that you can call upon, because He's not dead. He's risen from the dead. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we call on His name. And we can take what that prophet said. Surely we can. We believe it. I believe what He said with all my heart. But I am not to use His name to bring nothing forth but the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? He said Himself, "I'm just your brother. I point you to Him, Christ." Praise God for Christ. You know what Christ means? Anointed one. Jesus Christ is the anointed one. But it was mixed with personal faith, for as soon as they got to the wilderness, they everyone began to murmur, and God said, because they doubted, it was sin. Don't doubt nothing, believe. Don't doubt, no matter how hard the case is, believe God. Don't look at the case, look at God. I tell you, it happens. Hebrews 11, verse 6, and I'm going to close and we're going to pray. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I remember before I was even married, my father was leaving me to Bonbridge to Brother Geordie Jackson's house. I used to take Brother Geordie sausages and bacon and everything every Saturday morning. You could ask him. He got it tough in them days, I'm telling you. Me and him used to do the open airs every Saturday. And I used to go up, and my father left me up. My dad gave me this scripture. It never left me all them years ago. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he says, Tom, you just keep praying about it. Keep praying about it. And sometimes you wonder, when's God going to do it? And then 10 years could pass, and you look back, and God's done it. He's done it. It's happened. And somebody could say, Brother, I'll give you a bit of advice about this, or I'll give you a bit of advice. That's good. People can do that. It's good. But unless God gives you it. Now, but a genuine word from the Lord, praise God, has been that. We've had that. God can do that. We must believe no matter what it looks like. Believe God and the word of God. Can you believe tonight? Let's believe tonight, praise God. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're going to believe, lift your hand up to the Lord, and I'm going to pray a prayer for you. Praise God. You believe whatever your need is tonight, believe God. That God can and God will do it, praise God. That he'll do exactly what he said he would do, praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we reverence your word. We believe your prophets. For you said, believe my prophets, and so shall ye prosper. But it's your name we're here to worship. And it's your name we're uplifting and praying in tonight. Because it's above every other name. The name of Jesus Christ. And every true prophet will point us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for every hand raised in this room. Lord, you know the immediate situation and what they need. And I'm asking you tonight to perform the miracle in the name of Jesus Christ into every situation, into every home, upon every physical body and physical being. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity and fear and colds and flus, headaches and backaches and knee aches and hip aches. And Lord, I preach deliverance and healing in Jesus Christ's name tonight. Touch your people, one and all, in this room this evening. Inspire every one of us to pray prayers of faith, prayers of deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Give us greater faith, I pray. We have faith, but give us more faith. Increase your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, you said if you'll speak to this tree and don't doubt it, it'll be cursed and wither and die. Lord, your disciples marvel that it withered so quick. We thank you tonight that you demonstrated the things you preached. Lord, we need you to come on the scene in a greater way. We need you to come and confirm your word with signs, with wonders, with divers miracles in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Stretch thy arm forth with signs and wonders and deliverance amongst your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bring deliverance on that sister, upon that brother. Heal and deliver, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Oh God, come in these meetings in a greater measure. We know you're here, Lord. But we're asking for a more of an outpouring. More of the same Holy Ghost. More of the same power of God. More of the same anointing. Oh God, send the rain, the latter rain, the former rain, I pray. In the name of Jesus, visit us this night by the power of the Holy Ghost. Fall upon us, Lord, freshly, newly. In the name of Jesus, I pray, anoint your people. In Jesus' precious name, move in our children. Move in the rebellious son. Move in the rebellious daughter. Oh God, turn them. Speak to them. Convict them. Move in the backslidden. Lord, people that's been saved, but they're wandering about. Oh God, move upon them. Lord, you said you can't forget them, or you forget Israel itself. You're married to the backslider. Lord, restore every one of them. Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Have your way in our own lives. Sanctify us. Wash us. Cleanse us.
Help us to guard our tongues, Lord, our eyes, our ears. Help us to be your servants and your people, holy and clean in your sight. Wash us with the washing of the water of the word tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Bless every single person in this room and meet their every need. Press down and running over the top in the name of Jesus Christ. You said, he that remembereth the poor and the needy and going forth weeping with tears shall doubtless return again, reaping a great harvest. Lord, we bless you tonight and we bless your name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's continue to pray this evening.